Well, Mr. Neff, Mr. Race's wealthy business partner, has devised a new scheme to break up the romance between Jane's niece Betty and his nephew Carl. He's going to offer Betty a sum of money to forget Carl. Betty has an appointment in Mr. Neff's office this morning, but she doesn't know what for. This episode is in two scenes. The Aces' bungalow, and then to the office of Mr. Neff. But first to the Aces. It's about 11 in the morning, and the phone rings. Laura the maid answers it. Listen.
Hello?
Laura, let me
talk
to my house right away.
Hello?
Is that the telephone, Laura?
Yes, Nina, it's to you.
I thought I heard the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Aunt Jane?
Yes, this is Aunt Jane. Who is this, please?
Oh, who would be calling you Aunt Jane? This is Betty.
Oh, hello, Betty. I didn't recognize your voice.
The most terrible thing happened, Aunt Jane. I just came from Mr. Neff's office.
I can't hear you, Betty. You're talking too close in the mouth organ. What did you say?
I say I just came from Mr. Neff's office.
Oh, yes, Mr. Neff's office. Is everything all right now?
Terrible, Aunt Jane. You know when he had the audacity to offer me?
He did?
What?
What did Mr. Neff do?
He offered a $5,000 bribe. That's what he wanted me to come to see him about.
$5,000 to the bribe? Why, Daddy?
I was never so humiliated in all my life. Imagine, Aunt Jane.
Oh, isn't it marvelous?
Marvelous? Oh, Aunt Jane.
What do you mean? Didn't you take it?
Did I take it? I should say I did not.
You didn't say... Now, wait a minute. Let's start over. What did you say Mr. Neff wanted to give you?
$5,000.
That's what I thought you said. He wanted to give you $5,000, and you said no?
I certainly did.
Oh, you mean you said no the first time. Then when he said go on and take it, you did? Is that what you mean?
Don't you understand, Aunt Jane? The $5,000 is for a bride. Didn't you hear me say that?
Yes, $5,000 for a bride. I heard what you said.
He wanted you to go away.
Oh, well, that's marvelous. You're just joking that you didn't take it.
I'm not joking. Can I make you understand, Aunt Jane? I'm not joking.
Well, if you're not joking, you better be. Who told you to turn down $5,000?
Nobody had to tell me. It was the only thing
to do. Betty, now you listen to me. I'm going to talk to you like a Dutch aunt. Do you realize how much money that is? Do you know how long you have to work to make that much money? Do you want to keep your nose to the tombstone till the day you die? A girl's only young once in a while, and a Mr. Neff wants to give the bride $5,000 as a going-away gift. Well, if you don't think it, your name's Maud. Betty! Hello? Well, if that isn't... She hung up. Well, that's gratifying for you. A person works her head to the bone to see that her niece marries the right fellow, and his uncle wants to give her $5,000 and she turns it down.
She did, ma'am?
You heard her.
No, ma'am, I couldn't hear her.
Oh, yes. Well, I heard her. Mr. Neff wanted to give the bride $5,000, he said, and she wouldn't take it.
Too proud, huh?
What?
Miss Betty's too proud. Is that it, ma'am?
Oh, what's there to be proud of not having $5,000? I'd be proud if I had $5,000.
Yes, ma'am, I would, too. I'd be proud if I had $5.
Imagine. We finally scare Mr. Neff into saying it's all right for her to marry his nephew, and he wants to give the bride all that money, and she says no.
Maybe she's holding out for more.
What?
Maybe she thought she ought to get more than that.
More than that? What's more than $5,000? Don't be silly, Laura.
Yes, ma'am.
$5,000 so they could go away on a honeymoon trip. Just imagine. Why, any other girl would give a right name to be able to do that. But Betty has to turn it down.
Well, maybe she expected more than that, ma'am.
Oh, stop saying that, Laura.
Well, she could have, ma'am. After all, Mr. Neff's very rich, isn't he, ma'am?
Sure he is. He's got so much money that... Oh, I wonder how much he has got.
Well, maybe she thought she should have a whole lot more, ma'am.
So what? So he wants to give her $5,000? Can't he take that for the time being? Honestly, I can't understand what's got into her. If her mother ever finds out that she turned down $5,000, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
If Mr. Ace's uncle ever offered me $5,000 when I got married, I'd take it in a jiffy. But that's not my luck. He hasn't even got an uncle, much less $5,000. The more I think about it, the madder I get. I wonder if it's too late.
Too late for what, ma'am?
I wonder if it's too late to tell Mr. Neff she will take it.
But she won't tell him that, ma'am. You heard her on the phone.
Well, I'll tell Mr. Neff she will. I'll go over and see him myself.
You'll think it's kind of funny, ma'am. I mean, you coming for the money that Miss Betty turned down.
No, he won't. I'll tell him she didn't understand. That's what I'll do. Get my hat, Laura, and my coat.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, don't stand there like a bum on a log, get it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Annie, I was just thinking it over.
I'll tell him she didn't understand what he meant. After all, it's just like giving her a dowry. A lot of rich men give money like that. I'll go right over.
Laura, call Kathy for me.
Good morning, she was.
Oh, there you are. Why weren't you here this morning when that girl showed up? Fine lawyer of mine you are.
Sorry, G.Y. I had to be in court this morning. I rushed right over though as soon as I could. Well, what happened?
Nothing happened.
You mean she didn't show up?
Sure she showed up.
Well?
Well, nothing. She turned it down.
Oh. Well, how much did you offer her?
Well, I started out with 1,000, and later I made it 2,000.
I told you that wasn't enough.
Will you let me finish what I'm saying? She kept saying no. When I got to 3,000, she started crying. Then I jumped to 5,000, and the first thing I knew, she flew off the handle. Made a big speech about me and my money and turned and ran out.
Well, she's going to be hard to handle. You'd better let me talk to her, and you'd better be prepared to pay more than 5 grand.
Now, you look here, Claiborne. I told you time and again to stop spending my money for me.
Okay, listeners. You're the boss.
Besides, I've just about made up my mind that this girl's different.
What?
The way she sat there and lit into me, that look in her eye when I said I'd make it 5,000. Yes, sir. I think maybe that girl's going to be just what that nephew of mine needs.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Ness.
She certainly proved she wasn't interested in the money she thought I might leave him.
Or she may have been playing for time. Maybe she wanted a lot more.
What?
It could be possible that she didn't think 5,000 was enough.
What are you talking about? I couldn't give that girl 100,000.
Yeah, I'd hate to have you try it.
You're out of your mind, Claiborne. If you'd been here as you should have, you'd have seen for yourself.
Well, I've handled a lot of them in my time, and I have yet to find one where money didn't talk.
But she's different, I tell you.
Okay, if you say so.
I do say so.
Did you tell her that you'd cut the boy out of your will if he married her?
Sure I did. Told her that right from the start.
What'd you say to that?
Didn't have the slightest interest. She kept telling me she loved him. What?
Oh, I'm just trying to recall where I'd heard that one before.
Claiborne, you're no good. I tell you, this girl's different. Money doesn't mean a thing to her. She loves that boy. And if he loves her as much as she does him, well, personally, I'm beginning to wonder if he's good enough for her.
Hey, she did make an impression on you, T.Y.
I'll say she did.
Well, then there's no further need for my services here, so I think I'll go and have some lunch. How about you, T.Y.?
What?
How about some lunch?
Well, I guess... are you buying?
Yes, I'll buy.
Okay. Past noon, isn't it?
Yes, it's just about...
Oh, hello, Mr. Ness.
What?
Oh, are you busy? I didn't know anybody was here with you.
Oh, come in, Mrs. A.
Thank you. I just came over to...
This is Mr. Claiborne, Mrs. A.
How do you do?
Oh, pleased to make your acquaintance.
Mrs. A. is the aunt of the girl we were talking about.
Oh, really? Well, congratulations, Mrs. A.
Well, you're welcome. Oh, well, Mr. Ness, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. About Betty, I mean.
Oh, what about her?
Well... Well, she wasn't thinking this morning. I mean, she was kind of excited, I guess, about Carl and everything. And, well, she just wasn't thinking.
She wasn't thinking about what?
About the money.
Oh, yes, I know that. She told me so.
She did? There, now, see, I knew she wasn't. So, if it's not too late, Mr. Mayo.
If it's not too late for what?
For the money.
What do you mean?
Well, like I said, you know, she's so young, and she was kind of scared, I guess, talking to you. After all, she's only 19, you know.
So what? Stop beating about the bush. What are you trying to say?
Well, I got the money.
What about the money?
Well, you said $5,000, didn't you?
Yes, but she turned it down.
Yes, that's what I mean. You see, she wasn't thinking, I guess.
Wasn't
she? Just a moment, Mr. Neff. Maybe I can clear this up. Mrs. Ace, I'm Mr. Neff's attorney.
Yes, I just met you, remember?
Oh, yes. But now, as I understand this, you say the girl, your niece, has changed her mind?
She couldn't change her mind. Not that girl.
Please, T.Y., let me handle this. Is that what you mean, Mrs. Ace? The girl's changed her mind?
Yes, but only about the money.
You mean she'll take it?
Of course she will. I don't know what she was thinking of.
You mean to say that that girl who sat here only an hour ago telling me she wouldn't take all the money I had now wants to take $5,000?
Oh, of course you wouldn't take all the money you've got, Mr. Neff, because that would be, well, how much would that be?
What are you driving at?
No, hold it, T.Y., just a minute now.
Well, what is he trying to do? Hold me up?
Leave it to me, will you?
What do you mean, hold you up? You said yourself you'd give her $5,000.
Yes, and she said she wouldn't take it.
Well, she changed her mind. I just talked to her.
Changed her mind? I can't believe it.
Oh, I can.
Now, you keep out of
it. I think I'd better step in and take charge. Now, Mrs. Ace?
Yes?
Your niece has decided to accept the $5,000. Is that what you wish my client to understand?
Who?
Mr. Neff. Is that what you want him to understand?
Yes, the $5,000 he says give her.
I can't believe it. She told me she wouldn't take a cent of my money.
Well, it's like I said, Mr. Ace.
Of course, we understand, Mrs. Ace. She changed her mind. In other words, she changed her mind when she found out she couldn't get any more.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said it's better to take $5,000 than nothing, I said.
And you're quite right, Mrs. Ace. And now we'll draw up a check for that amount made payable to her, and, of course, the check will be a receipt.
All right.
She's to leave town. You understand that?
Oh, sure. That's why I thought you ought to take the money. That's what I've been planning.
Well, I'll see that she does.
Oh, she will. I thought maybe Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls?
Yes. Don't you think that would be nice?
I don't care where she goes. I'm giving her this money as a last resort.
Well, Niagara Falls is as good a resort as any, don't you think so?
Well, Jane certainly messed up Betty's life there. Just how she gets herself out of that, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.